One contestant hooked to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down. Can you stay calm? Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
False. Oh! This is 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Here's a quick reminder of how Chris from Newcastle played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, we met police officer Chris. He managed to keep his cool and sailed through six rounds. With a whopping £10,000 banked and 239 heartbeats remaining, will he have the nerve to continue or will he cash out?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Last time you were on the show, we didn't have time to complete all of your rounds, so let's go again. Here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. Are you ready to see your next category?
I am indeed, Vernon, yes.
All right, let's take a look at your seventh and final round. It's recall, and this is how it works.
This is recall. You will see a sequence of 11 numbers and letters. You must memorise the sequence. To complete the game, you must recall the characters one by one. If you make a mistake, the sequence will reset and you'll begin again. Finish recall before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £25,000.
You've got 239 heartbeats remaining. You're in a very unique position because you've got the opportunity, you've got the chance to play for our jackpot, which is £25,000. Not many people on the show get to this stage in gameplay. You've got a real steady low heart rate. As we're talking, it's at 84 beats per minute and it's very rarely peaked over 100, which is fab, but it all comes down to the fact, do you think you will have enough time to cash out and walk away with the money that you've banked, which, if you play recall, will be £25,000. So, I'm going to ask you, would you like to play our seventh and final round for £25,000, or do you want to play cash out and leave with £10,000?
Heart says 25, head says 10. I've got to go with the head. 10,000, we'll go for the cash out round, please.
All right, let's play cash out. Good luck. Chris, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £10,000, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £10,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate, but every wrong answer still costs you 25 heartbeats. Good luck, Chris. For £10,000, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. HE is the chemical symbol for helium.
False.
Including the cue ball, a game of snooker is played with 22 balls.
False.
Jay Gatsby is the narrator of classic novel The Great Gatsby.
False.
In cameras, SLR stands for switch lever reflex.
True.
A Welsh-born actor has played James Bond.
You've just got 100 heartbeats left.
False.
The Apprentice mentor Karen Brady has been awarded a CBE.
True.
Sydney is the capital city of Australia.
False.
Just three more.
In 2013, Jacqueline Wilson became Children's Laureate.
True.
William I was King of England in the 11th century.
True.
Jockey Frankie Dettori was born in Spain.
Oh, man. Can't believe it. Five wrong answers. That's the most you've had throughout the whole of the gameplay.
Can't believe it.
They were tough questions. They really were tough questions.
They were. And you either know them or you don't.
You've been one of the best contestants we've had on the show.
Thank you.
Unfortunately...
Go home with nothing.
You go home with nothing, but it's been an excellent experience for me watching you play
Thank you very much, mate.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
Great contestant. Thanks for playing 1,000 Heartbeats.
Cheers. Thank you.
So who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Please welcome Jake from Bristol. Hi, Jake. Nice to see you. Hi, Jake. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Hi, thanks.
All right, what do you do for a living, Jake?
I'm a marketing executive.
So what kind of business do you work in?
It's a market research company. So we find out what's going on in the market, what consumers think, and tell the companies they need to know.
All right, excellent stuff. And what do you do to relax?
Well, I've got a two-year-old daughter. Well, I wouldn't say that was relaxing, but it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
She keeps me busy. I build things with her and then try not to get annoyed when she knocks them over. So really, I'm using her as an excuse.
It's an excuse to play Lego.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Now, 1,000 Heartbeats, there's lots of different categories that are going to come up on the screen in front of you. Hopefully, it will win a lot of money. What kind of categories would you like to play?
Sometimes I quite like maths things and also logic puzzles, things like that.
Yeah. How good's your English?
You'd think it'd be okay, but if I'm on telly, you know, I might be falling over everything and not saying things particularly well.
Oh, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing, because if you get nervous, if you get a little bit panicked, your heart rate's going to peak up, it's going to go really high, and therefore you'll have less time to complete all of the rounds. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, and at the moment, it's quite low. 103 beats per minute. That's good. Really good. It's now gone up to 109, but that's only because we mentioned it. Exactly. Now that you've seen it, you're conscious of it, it's gone down a little bit. All right. One more thing. Let me introduce you to our string quartet. Don't let them distract you. They're going to be playing to the beat of your heart. So the faster they play, obviously, the more your heart is racing. The slower they play, the more time you'll get to complete as many rounds as possible and hopefully bank a lot of cash. And we've got one last thing to do. Let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are, good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Confident?
Yes.
Good man, I like that.
Positive.
All right, good, let's do this. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Jake, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. So everyone starts the rounds with the same game. That's contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. Good luck. The first round is worth £250. Let's play contrast.
Ireland, Scotland, play. In 2002, euro banknotes and coins went into circulation in...
Ireland.
Ben Nevis is the highest mountain in...
Scotland.
Cairngorms National Park is in...
Ireland.
In 1996, the Eurovision Song Contest was won for the 7th time by...
Ireland.
Between 1371 and 1390, King Robert II ruled in...
Scotland.
Both a president and a prime minister serve in...
Ireland.
Founded in 1592, Trinity College is a leading...
Scotland.
The world-famous drink Guinness was originally created in...
Ireland.
The Shannon is the longest river in...
Ireland.
Well done. Come over, Jake. Well done. You got 2 wrong answers. You used 177 heartbeats. You've got 823 remaining. You've done it now. First round is out the way. How do you feel?
I can feel my heart going.
Can you?
Yeah, and I could tell that they were getting faster.
Oh, OK, so you were conscious of the string quartet?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look at round two. It's reorder, and this is what it looks like.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Jake, it's round two, it's reorder, and you've got 823 heartbeats remaining. How do you think you're going to do?
I think it'll be. It's worth a play.
It is worth a play. Let's play reorder. Good luck. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Gary Lineker, Peter Shilton, Bobby Moore, Brian Robson, Alan Shearer, David Beckham. England footballers with 50-plus caps. Number of caps won, fewest to most. Play.
Alan Shearer. Gary Lineker. Brian Robson. Bobby Moore. Peter Shilton. David Beckham. Peter Shilton.
Ah, well done. Come on over, Jake. That was a great question for you. You only used 88 heartbeats and you got one wrong.
Yeah, I know that David Beckham's the leading outfield player.
Superb. All right, so you've got 735 heartbeats left. You peaked at 136. It's quite high, but it was in the 130s when you stepped onto the plate.
Yeah.
So it didn't really go up nor down. All right, that's where, unfortunately for you, that's where we're going to play. Let's have a look at round three. This is Unscramble. Let's take a look.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, so are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500?
I'm going to play.
All right, good luck. Let's do this, Jake. Let's play Unscramble. Just take your time, Jake, yeah? You need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Education. Play.
Two. Maths. Five. History. Four. Geography. Three. Biology. One. English.
Yes! Well done, Jake! Ha-ha! Come on, man. How ironic. We talked about the English language, and that was the last one you got.
I think my problem is that it was an actual word. And that was where I was getting
stuck. That's where people struggle.
Yeah.
Well done, though. You did that really, really quickly. You only used 70 heartbeats.
OK.
So, after round three, Jake has banked £1,000. He's got 665 heartbeats remaining. Will it be enough to get to £25,000? We'll find out after the break.
Which country star released the hit single Achy Breaky Heart in 1992? Billy Ray Cyrus or Garth Brooks? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, which country star released the hit single Achy Breaky Heart in 1992? The answer is Billy Ray Cyrus. Before the break, we met marketing executive Jake from Bristol. With £1,000 banked and 665 heartbeats remaining, will he continue to keep his cool on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 heartbeats. Jake, are you ready to see your next run?
I am, yeah.
It's Identify, and this is how it works.
This is Identify. You will see a list of 8 answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the 4 options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit 4 answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
Right, Jake, it's round 4, Identify.
Okay.
All right, how are you feeling?
Good. Yeah, good. Not too bad.
All right, good stuff. Well, it seems that your heart rate is just settling at around 120, 135 beats per minute. It's not bad because your knowledge is exceptional and you're getting through the rounds. Right, so let's keep it up. Well done. So, are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out with 1,000?
I'm going to play.
All right, good man. Let's do this. Let's play Identify. All right, Jake, you need to find 4 correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Speed, The Quick and the Dead, Inception, The Tourist, Body of Lies, The Prestige, Revolutionary Road, Gone Baby Gone, films starring Leonardo DiCaprio. Play.
Inception. Body of Lies. Revolutionary Road. Gone Baby Gone.
3.
Inception, Revolutionary Road, Body of Lies, Quick and the Dead.
Yeah! William, come on, Jay. I got quite excited. Sorry about that, Jake.
I don't know, it helps.
You used 95 heartbeats, you got 1 wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so even though you got 1 wrong, you still did it in less than 100 heartbeats, which is fabulous. All right, so you've banked £2,500. You've got 570 heartbeats left. You peaked at 135. No change there.
That's pretty standard.
Yeah. So let's reveal round 5. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear 3 grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
All right, Jake, you're in quite a unique situation because you're about to play for £5,000. It's Pinpoint and you're yet to pass the halfway mark when it comes to your heartbeats. You've got 570 remaining. How are you feeling? Confident?
Yeah.
Mathematics,
yeah, good.
Okay.
Used to be.
Don't say that. Don't make me more nervous. Okay, you're going to play on for £5,000 or cash out £2,500.
I'm going to play for £5,000.
All right, good man, Jake. Let's play Pinpoint. You need to clear 3 grids, Jake. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play. Add the balls over 20 together.
20... Oh, no, hang on. 40, 47.
Subtract the lowest odd ball from the highest odd ball.
3 is lowest. 10.
Multiply the purple balls together, then add the highest ball.
22. 24.
What is the lowest odd ball?
5.
Multiply the remaining balls together.
22.
That's your first grid, Jake.
Add all the balls over 15 together.
60. 70.
Multiply the yellow balls together.
14, 14, 28, which is 40, 56.
Subtract the lowest pink ball from the highest ball.
The highest ball is 12, 12 is 5.
What is the lowest even ball?
2.
Add the remaining balls together.
10, 18, 19, 20, 30.
Last grid, Jake.
Multiply the highest ball by the lowest ball.
104.
Subtract the lowest even ball from the highest odd ball.
13.
Add the total of the orange balls to the highest ball.
71.
Multiply the pink balls together.
91.
Add the remaining balls together.
47.
Yes, well done. Woo. That's a long one, Pinpoint. It's a long one, but well done. You used 425 heartbeats. You got two wrong answers. That's a lot. You peaked at 135, which is what you've peaked at before. So that's just your average gameplay heart rate. So you've got 145 left. It's very doable. Join us after the break to find out what Jake's going to do. Is he going to carry on and push for 25 grand, or is he going to cash out and hopefully play for 5,000? We'll see you then.
Which medical drama series was a spin-off from Heartbeat? Breathless or The Royal? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, which medical drama series was a spin-off from Heartbeat? The answer is The Royal. Before the break, we saw Jake complete five rounds. With 145 heartbeats remaining, will he cash out for £5,000 or will he play on?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. All right, Jake, let's have a look at round six. It's Decipher. Here's how it works.
This is Decipher. You will see five statements. You will then be given a question. You must simply match the correct statement to the question. Complete Decipher by answering two questions correctly. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £10,000.
So it's round six, Jake. You've got 145 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to go for Decipher? If you do it really quickly, you will have a chance to cash out. But are you a gambling man?
No. Yeah, I'm going to cash out.
All right, Jake, you've made it through five rounds. Let's play cash out. Good luck. So, Jake, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £5,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £5,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer still costs you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, Jake, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Dorothy Gale is a character in the film The Wizard of Oz.
True.
Greece shares a land border with Albania.
True.
Ernest Hemingway wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
False.
Musician John Bon Jovi's real name is Phil Bon Jovi.
False.
During her reign, Queen Victoria became Empress of India.
True.
Yes! Good man! Good man, great stuff. Well done, Jake. How's that feel?
Oh, brilliant.
Good man. Lovely. You got 5 in a row straight away, and you've got 78 heartbeats remaining. That's good. How does it feel under the pressure, on the plate, under the spotlight playing for $5,000?
Yeah, it was hard to keep my heart in check.
Did you guess the last question? Did you
yes.
guess any of them?
It was the last one. It was a definite borderline.
You did exceptionally well. Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round 5, where you cashed out with £5,000. Thanks for playing 1,000 heartbeats. Well done, Jake. So who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Dave from Cardiff. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, very good, thank you. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you do for a living, Dave?
I'm a train driver instructor.
Oh, really?
What's that then?
That's every young man's dream. That's what that is, Dave.
I'm living the dream.
Driver instructor. So how many train drivers do you teach a year?
At the moment, in the last year, probably 40.
And how long is the course?
30-something weeks. 35 weeks, yeah.
Is it? And how difficult is it to drive a train? Because unlike a car, there's no mirror signal manoeuvre.
No steering wheel. Most of the knowledge is in the route, you know, knowing when to slow the train down, speed the train up, stop at stations.
Excellent. Now, tell me this, Dave. Were you one of those train drivers who sets off if you see someone running after the train, or did you wait?
I wait quite a lot. If they make an attempt, if they're running for that train, like their life depends on it, I'll stop the train. But
if there's no sweat from the forehead, you just carry on going?
Carry on, yeah. There's always another one.
So, being a train driver, obviously, you get to pull the horn going in and out of a tunnel.
We don't do it for tunnels anymore.
Oh, you're joking.
No, that stopped a while back. Crossings now, mostly.
Is it just crossings?
If we see someone on the line.
So let's talk about 1,000 heartbeats. There's a lot of pressure on this show as well because you're racing against your own heartbeat. How do you think you're going to fare? Obviously, high-pressurised job being a train driver.
It is, but obviously most of the time you're on your own in a cab. You're in control. I think I'll do fairly well. I'm hoping I'll do fairly well.
Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. And as it stands, it's quite low. It's 114 beats per minute.
Right.
If you get it below 100, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
But everyone who comes on the show initially has a high heart rate. It's just the lights, the studio, the atmosphere, that kind of thing. So good luck. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. So everyone starts the game with the same round, and that is contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see 2 answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
All right, the first challenge is worth £250. I'm feeling confident. Let's do this. Let's play contrast. Dave, you need to get 7 questions right. Good luck. Please step onto the plate.
Margaret Thatcher, Winston Churchill, play, was Prime Minister under King George VI.
Winston Churchill.
Was born in Blenheim Palace, Oxfordshire.
Winston Churchill.
Was the subject of an Oscar-winning 2011 film.
Margaret Thatcher.
Introduced the poll tax.
Margaret Thatcher.
Received the US Medal of Freedom.
Winston Churchill.
Released the book The River War.
Winston Churchill.
Died at the age of 87.
Margaret Thatcher.
Had Spencer as one of their forenames.
Winston Churchill.
Yes, well done, Dave. Come on over. Well done, Dave. Good gameplay. Just one wrong answer. Not bad.
Thank you.
Well done. You used 122 heartbeats. Your heart rate peaked at 130. Quite high, but try and bring that down now.
Okay.
Because obviously the less heartbeats that we use, the more time you get to complete the rounds. But good knowledge on Thatcher and Churchill.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, well done. All right, Dave, let's have a look at round 2. It's reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So, Dave, it's round 2, 878 heartbeats remaining. Good play so far. One wrong answer. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for £250?
I'll play on, please.
Good man, Dave. All right, let's play reorder. All right, Dave, you need to put six answers in the correct order. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Snakes Alive, Top of the Shop, Dancing Queen, Key of the Door, Two Fat Ladies, Two Little Ducks. Traditional bingo calls, number they represent, lowest to highest, play.
Snakes Alive. Dancing Queen. Snakes Alive. Key of the Door. Snakes Alive. Two Little Ducks. Snakes Alive. Two Fat Ladies. Top of the Shop.
Yes, Top of the Hobby! Oh, Dave! Come over here. Oh, Dave. Wow, Dave, well done.
Thank you. Well done.
I admire your ability to stand on the plate under the pressure whilst the string quartet were playing faster and faster to just go through that. You did not let Snakes Alive...
I thought it was five.
...make you step off the plate. We'll go through it. Dancing Queen is 17. Key of the Door is 21. Two Little Ducks...
22.
Snakes Alive, 55. Two Fat Ladies, 88. And Top of the Shop... 90.
I knew the others. I just didn't know what Snakes Alive was. So
yeah, I think that's what got you in a little bit of a muddle.
That's why I thought it was five. I kept trying to put it in all the
time. But you used 238 heartbeats. And you got some wrong answers as well. You got three wrong answers. But you peaked at 135. So it seems that that's your peak during gameplay. 135-ish. You've got 640 heartbeats left. You've just banked £500. Next round is for £1,000. Let's try and keep the heartbeats that you use per round down to a minimum.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Dave, let's have a look at round three. It's Unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams and a theme. You must unscramble all five words. You may request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Dave, eyes down, look in. It's round three. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out for £500?
I'm going to play on, please, Vernon.
Good man, good man. We like that. It's Unscramble, wordplay. How are you with this?
Rubbish.
Oh, don't say that.
I just can't see them sometimes. I'm moving the letters around in my mind, but I just can't see the answer.
Good luck. Let's play Unscramble.
Thank you.
Come on, Dave. You need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Art. Play.
Four, Monet. Five, Picasso. One, Gauguin. Three, Rembrandt. Thank you.
Step off.
Oh. I just can't.
All right, never mind, Dave. Never mind. So, number two's not coming?
I just can't see it, no.
Let's have a look. Number two, Renoir. Renoir.
I just couldn't put the two R's in an order, but...
Well, you stepped off the plate, it cost you 50 heartbeats. Let's take 50 from 5 or 7. 4, 5, 7. That's what you've got left. We're going to play Unscrambled again, but you need to find one answer.
Yeah.
Good luck, my friend.
Thank
you. Let's play Unscrambled. Come on, Dave. If you're ready, once again, one answer. You need one answer. Please step onto the plate.
Geography. Play.
3, Chile.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, Dave. You used 197 heartbeats on that round. A lot less than the previous round.
Yeah.
And you stepped off the plate as well, so that cost you 50. Your heart rate peaked at 126, so it's gone down a little bit.
Yeah.
It's gone down a little bit. I'm quite surprised, I'll be honest with you, because you stepped off the plate and you did spend some time looking for Renoir, but well done. So, Dave has got a total of 443 heartbeats remaining. He's just banked £1,000. He's done really, really well. Where will he end up? Well, we'll find out after the break.
How many chambers are there in the human heart? 2 or 4? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, how many chambers are there in the human heart? The answer is 4. Before the break, we met train driver instructor Dave from Cardiff. With £1,000 banked and 443 heartbeats remaining, how far will he go on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 heartbeats. Dave, are you ready to see your next round?
I am. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, good stuff. Here we are. Let's take a look.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of 6 answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link 4 options in the left column with 4 options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
Right, Dave, it's round 4. You've got 443 heartbeats remaining. If we were to assess your performance so far, if you're watching yourself at home on telly, what would you be shouting at Dave?
Why couldn't you see Renoir? What's the matter with you? It was easy. There's only 6 letters.
Do you think you've done all right?
I've done okay, I think, yeah.
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 All right, well, let's try and bank you some more money.
Great.
Are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
I'm going to play on, please.
We're going to play on. Good man. All right. Good luck. Let's play Link.
Thank you.
Come on, Dave. You need to find 4 correct links. Just 4 correct links. Please step onto the plate.
Honey Rider, Solitaire, Pussy Galore, Dr. Holly Goodhead, Vespa Lind, Jinx Johnson. Link these Bond girls to the films they appeared in. Play.
Oh! Dave, not a big James Bond fan?
I would not get most of them, no. I think I'd lose too many heartbeats.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Honey Rider was in Dr. No. Solitaire was Live and Let Die. Vespa Lind was Casino Royale. Jinx Johnson was Die Another Dare.
I wouldn't have known them.
No?
No.
All right, well, you did the right thing. You stepped off the plate. So we also need to remove 50 heartbeats from 410, which leaves you with 360. All right, Dave, once again, you need all 4 answers. Good luck. Let's do this as quick as we can. Let's play Link. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Where the Wild Things Are, We're Going on a Bear Hunt, Watership Down, The Tiger Who Came to Tea, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Velveteen Rabbit. Link these popular children's books to their authors. Play.
Watership Down, Richard Adams. Step off.
Step off. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. James Bond and children's books. Not your thing so far on
no,
Link.
No.
No? Well, you got one, which means in the next Link game, you only need three. OK, let's go through these. We'll start off with Where the Wild Things Are. I'm Maurice Sendak. We're Going on a Bear Hunt. Michael Rosen. The Tiger Who Came to Tea. It's an absolute belter. One of my daughter's favourite books. Judith Kerr. That's it.
Right.
You've got 294 heartbeats remaining. We are yet to remove the 50 that you spent stepping off the plate. So let's do that now. 244. Still enough. Still, you just need to get this done. The train is late, Dave. We're running out of time.
We are.
Come on. Let's play Link. Once again, if you're ready, step onto the plate.
Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner, 1987. Here's Looking at You, Kid, 1942. Hasta la Vista, Baby, 1991. You Talking to Me, 1976. I See Dead People, 1999. May the Force Be With You, 1977. Link the iconic film quote to the film character famous for saying it. Play.
Step off.
Stepped off the plate. They're all really famous movie quotes. Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner, 1987. That's from Dirty Dancing with Patrick Swayze. But is the character up there? No, it's not.
No.
That's the red herring. Here's Looking at You, Kid, from 1942. Rick Blaine. You Talking to Me? Taxi Driver.
Travis
Bickle. I See Dead People from Sixth Sense, Cole Sear. And May the Force Be With You, 1977, Han Solo from Star Wars. Right, so the situation is this. You stepped off the plate. 172 heartbeats at the moment. Take away 50, leaving you 122. Still need to complete this round. All right, we still need to complete this round. All right, let's do this. Let's play Link. If you're ready, Dave, please step onto the plate.
Maidstone, Stevenage, Cheltenham, Chesterfield, Kettering, Rotherham. Link these English towns to the county in which they lie. Play.
Stevenage, Hertfordshire, Cheltenham, Gloucestershire, Chesterfield. It's not, it's Derby. Kettering, Northamptonshire.
Yes, Dave! Come on, my friend. Train driver got it straight away. Well done. Well done. Dave, you used 375 heartbeats in total for Link. Might have tripped you up a little bit, but you've got 68 left. It is possible. I'm not just saying that. It is possible to cash out with the money that you've banked, and that money being £2,500. So, Dave, is there any point in revealing round five with 68 heartbeats remaining? No? We're going to cash out. All right, good stuff. You've only got 68 heartbeats remaining to cash out. You can do this. Let's play cash out. Come on, Dave. Dave, it all comes down to this. Like all the passengers that you've delivered on time to all those stations in the past, we're depending on you. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Good luck, Dave. We want you to win this. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Spanish sausage chorizo is made of lamb.
False.
The films Alien and Blade Runner were both directed by Ridley Scott.
True.
Cambodia shares a land border with China.
True.
False.
dear.
Dave, you've hit the buffers.
Yes.
Well, can't believe it. Can't believe it. It's that one wrong answer. Mm. And all through your gameplay, I said wrong answers. And will be your downfall.
It was very difficult, wasn't it?
It was. But you give it a good shot, and thank you very much for joining us. And join us next time to see if our next contestant has the heart to play 1,000 Heartbeats. We'll see you soon.